You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, I'm Chandra Carelli, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Yeah, this is Professor T Love coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, baby. I had to play you Mount Airy Groove by Pieces of a Dream. And back in the early 1980s when this song came out, I believe 1981, this song was a song that was mixed during the hip-hop days, and it was known for its break beat. There's several break beats in this record. And let me tell you, a party wasn't a party until you played Mount Airy Groove, baby. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you on A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. I'm also coming at you on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And you can catch me 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Live 365, where you can hear continuous nonstop soul music, baby, and get a great mix of a soul stew on A Bowl of Soul. And you now can catch me on aircheck.us, baby, where you will continue to hear some of the classic soul and new R&B sounds on aircheck.us, baby. And that was Pieces of a Dream, and the Pieces of a Dream is an American R&B jazz group from Philadelphia. The group was formed in 1976 by bassist Cedric Napoleon, drummer Curtis Harmon, and keyboardist James Lloyd. And at that time in 1976, when they formed the group, they were all teenagers. The group based their name on Pieces of a Dream, a Michael Legrand tune recorded by Stanley Turrentine that the group performed. The group has been active since 1976 to the present. And if you want to know how to get more information about Pieces of a Dream, you can go to their website, www.piecesjazz.com. And the genres of music, they play jazz, contemporary jazz, and of course you heard a combination of funk and jazz on Mount Airy Groove. Coming up next, a new jazz singer who has been out since 2010, and this guy is phenomenal. And if this is what is to come from Gregory Porter, I want more. Coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Gregory Porter, talking about 1960 what, baby? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, the Motor City is burning. That ain't right. 1960, hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. There was a man, voice of a people, standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight, ain't no need for moonlight, ain't no need for street light, 'cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19... Hey! The Motor City is burning, y'all. Coming out of a liquor store with three pieces of black licorice in his hand, y'all. Mr. Policeman thought it was a gun, thought it was a one, shot him down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his mama screamed, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street lights. It's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning. Great God Almighty is, great God Almighty is burning. You can't put out the fire because it's burning.
Y'all, that's 1960 What by Mr. Gregory Porter, and he is an American jazz vocalist, songwriter, and actor. His debut album, of which this song came off of, called Water, was released in 2010 on Montema Music. He was nominated for Best Jazz Vocal Album at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards. He was also a member of the original cast of It Ain't Nothing But the Blues, Baby. And his sophomore album, his second album, Be Good, contains many of Gregory's compositions, which was released on February 14, 2012, and has garnered critical acclaim for both his distinctive singing and his compositions, such as Be Good, Lion Song, Real Good Hands, and On My Way to Harlem. You know, Gregory Porter has been singing since 1998, and he sings jazz, blues, soul, and gospel. He was born in Los Angeles, California. He currently lives in the city of Brooklyn, baby. I call it the city because it is a city separate from New York City in some aspects. Well, if you want to catch up with Mr. Gregory Porter and what he's up to, and to catch some of his music and purchase his music, go to www.gregoryporter.com. PORTERGREGORYPORTER.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to take a stroll because he mentioned something about the Motor City is burning up. Well, we're going to go down to the Motor City, which is Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to hear from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas talking about, you know what? No more tear stained makeup, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I've had no use to wear a pair of lashes or mascara, and my eyes have natural shadows from the crying that I've done so much of lately, cause it really hurt me greatly when I found the love you vowed was only lying. But I'm young, so there's still a chance for me to find a true romance. So no more tear-stained makeup for me. No more tear-stained since your shirt was lipstick stained, and the stains that it contained were not my color. No sponge has quite the power to absorb the constant shower of the tears pancake and powder could never cover. But today I see things a little clearer, and I say as I look into my mirror,
baby.
No more for me.
Yeah, y'all, that's Martha Reason and Vandellas talking about No More Tear Stain Makeup. That's a, you know, that's a classic there. That's off of the Watch Out LP, 1966, on the Gaudy label, baby. And you know, Martha Reason and Vandellas have been active from 1962 to 1972, and the various hits that they had is Love Is Like a Heat Wave, Nowhere to Run, Jimmy Mac, When Are You Coming Back, Baby, and Dancing in the Street, which became their signature song. And they had a 9-year run on the charts from 1963 to 1972. And Martha Reeves and the Vandellas charted over 26 hits recorded in the styles of doo-wop, R&B, pop, blues, rock and roll, and soul. 10 Vandellas songs reached the top 10 of the Billboard R&B singles chart, including 2 R&B number ones. And in 2004, Rolling Stone ranked Martha Reeves and the Vandellas number 96 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I'm Professor T Love coming at you, baby, bringing you some of the classic soul and new soul music to your ears for your listening pleasure. Yes, this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I'm going to play you something classic from one of my favorite singers, Mr. Sam Cooke, who basically is a pioneer. He is considered the king of soul music, baby. Darling, you know what? You send me, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do, whoa, you thrill me, I know you, you, you thrill me, darling, you. First I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me, I know you. It's lasted so long.
I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know you send me. I know you send me. Send me, honest, you do.
Yes, this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love, and I'm playing You Send Me by Mr. Sam Cooke. And, you know, I had the pleasure of watching a documentary on Mr. Sam Cooke, the American Masters, called Sam Cooke Crossing Over. It was a documentary that took 12 years to make, and basically it talked about Sam Cooke as a singer, as an artist, a songwriter, as well as an entrepreneur, because Sam Cooke was led the way in the beginnings of owning his own publishing rights to his songs, as well as starting his own record labels and basically taking charge of his music, his image, and basically helping others to get their leg up as well. And you know, one thing about Sam Cooke, he was considered the king of soul music, you know, and that's something that, you know, we will never forget. But, you know, we lost Sam Cooke too soon. You know, Sam Cooke died on December 11th, 1964 at the age of 33. But he is considered to be one of the founders, pioneers and founders of soul music, of which I play for you on A Bowl of Soul. And that is Mr. Sam Cooke. And coming up next, another great soul singer with roots in gospel, just like Sam Cooke, Mr. Ray Charles, talking about Mess Around. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
The band was jumping, the people too. Ah, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, that boy. She knows how to shake that thing, mess around. I declare she can mess around. Ah, mess around. Everybody do the mess around.
Yeah, you're the great Mr. Ray Charles talking about do the mess around, baby. And that, you know, that's from the early years, which became Ray Charles' first hit on Atlantic Records in 1953, baby. You know, Ray Charles could sing rhythm and blues, soul, blues, jazz, vocal jazz, country, pop, and gospel. He was a composer, musician, arranger, and band leader. He played the piano, alto saxophone, trombone, and keyboards, and his years active was from 1947 to 2004, and we lost Ray Charles on June 10, 2004. Ray Charles Robinson was an American musician, and he was also a pioneer in the genre of soul music during the 1950s because he fused rhythm and blues, gospel, and blues styles into his music. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to come at you with a protege of Mr. Sam Cooke, Mr. Bobby Womack, talking about the girls, the woman's got to have it. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendencies, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Things that keeps a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's. If you don't, the woman you can easily lose.
Dwayne Bobby Womack, singer and songwriter. He was Sam Cooke's backing guitarist, and like I said, he was a protege of Sam Cooke's, because if you listen to Bobby Womack, you hear some of Sam Cooke's references, like the way he sings a song. And Sam Cooke taught Bobby Womack about songwriting, about owning his own publishing. And I played for you Mr. Ray Charles, who was also a leader in that area of owning the rights to his own music and producing his own music. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. And we're going to come at you with Mr. Chuck Atkins telling you about, you know what? A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Soundtrack for Superfly, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, and we lost Curtis Mayfield on December 26, 1999, and was an American soul, R&B, funk singer, songwriter, and record producer. He is best known for his anthemic music with the Impressions during the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s, and also for composing the soundtrack to the blaxploitation film Superfly. He was also a multi-instrumentalist who played guitar, bass, piano, saxophone, and drums. And what people don't know is that Curtis Mayfield wrote for so many people during the 1960s. He wrote for his own group. Jerry Butler was the lead singer of the Impressions at the time in the late 1950s. And then Curtis Mayfield wrote for so many groups. He wrote for the Five Stair Steps. You know, he wrote for Gene Chandler. He also wrote for the Fascinations, which was one of his group. He wrote for the Staple Singers, Gladys Knight. In fact, he helped produce the album Claudine for the movie Claudine. He did the soundtrack. So, you know, there's so many things about Curtis Mayfield I could go on and on, but he definitely left his legacy here on this earth. And, you know, some of the music, in fact, one of my favorite albums he did was called We're a Winner, 1968. And, you know, one thing about Curtis Mayfield, he spoke about love, he spoke about peace, and he spoke about liberation. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we lost another great jazz great, Mr. Donald Byrd. Here on A Bowl of Soul, I'm playing Loving You, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Singing praise every around. This is the way I choose. For whatever I gotta lose, that's the price I've got to pay. And there's nothing you can say. I'm gonna stick to you like glue. So what are you gonna do? My life is in the hands. Yeah, yeah.
Great, Mr. Donaldson. Toussaint L'Ouverture Bird II was born December 9th, 1932, and he passed away this February, on February 4th, 2013, and he was an American jazz and rhythm and blues trumpeter, a sideman for many other jazz musicians of his generation, but Bird was best known as one of the only bebop jazz musicians who successfully pioneered the funk and soul genres while simultaneously remaining a jazz artist. And the genres of music he played was bop, hard bop, funk, and soul. He attended Cass Technical High School in Detroit, because he was born in Detroit, Michigan, and many entertainers attended, Cass Technical High School, which was known for arts and entertainment, architecture and design, and sports. And some of the people that attended Cass Technical High School: Regina Carter, American jazz violinist; Ron Carter, American jazz double bassist; Diana Ross also attended. She graduated in 1962. Greg Fillinganes, Della Reese attended. Ella Joyce, you know, there's so many of Alice Coltrane. She attended Cass Technical High School. And Dorothy Ashby, who is an American jazz harpist and composer. If you want to check out some more music, because, you know, if you listen to Donald Byrd, you can hear him crossing those boundaries of bebop, jazz, hard bop, funk, and soul. And, you know, you can check out some of his earlier recordings. He also played with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and he was a replacement for Clifford Brown. He also recorded with Jackie McLean, Mal Waldron, and he also performed with many leading jazz musicians of the day like John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Thelonious Monk, and later Herbie Hancock. An album that you need to check out Donald Byrd's LP called Royal Flush, which marked the Blue Note debut for Herbie Hancock, who came to wider attention with Byrd's successful 1962 album called Freeform. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You catch me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And then also you can catch me on Catch a Bowl of Soul on Live 365, baby, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week. And also now I am on aircheck.us, baby. You better check it out. There was a nice article written about Aircheck in Billboard magazine, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And if you like to sponsor A Bowl of Soul or advertise on A Bowl of Soul, you can reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And also make sure you like my Facebook page, which is called www.facebook.com/A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, some new music, baby, from Miss Tanya S. James, talking about it's going to be a great day. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Covers from my bed, take a shower, spray some perfume, comb my hair, grab the lip gloss and my car keys, I'm out the door, gotta go, gotta go,
That's hot. That's a new song. And I have to make a correction. Forgive me. I said Tanya S. James, but Tanya S. James is representing the young lady that sang this song, which is Miss Latrice Bush, baby. And she is a singer that has been a background vocalist to Gloria Gaynor, Jennifer Holliday, Bobby V, and Justin Bieber. And Latrice released her first single, Great Day, is going to be released on March 12th. And if you want to hear some snippets of a few of the songs from Miss Latrice Bush, go to www.reverbnation.com/Latrice, L-A-T-R-E-S-E Bush. I like that song. It is going to be a great day. And this is Ebola Solar coming up next. Some new music from 400. That's the name of the artist. 400 singing No Shoestrings, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. You wanna talk fashion? Get some, nigga. I look good in pajama pants or suspenders. Keep a cross on so you understand my mission. Plus I'm staying true to my religion, Christian. Get your hair done, baby girl, quit tripping. Fix the makeup on your face up and maybe we can kick it. Mr. Armani, I'ma pay you a visit and bring my girl with me, she's beyond exquisite. You got to hit Milan to get this. They say, foe, I like your shirt, what is it? I told them, learn your designers or mind your business. To be this fly, yo, you need my permission. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. These are Aldo, yes Aldo. All black with straps wherever I go. One of the 12 great apostles. Mosquito on eating chicken and waffles. Gladys Knight Day, like a pimp man. Red and black brim like a pimp fam. Even when I park with a kickstand, I had them like, where you get the kicks, man? I told them take a pic fam and show it to the world, Instagram. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. Gucci don't make my swag, it just let you know I don't see price tags. But I see that girl and her big plump ass, leaving them all with me in my big brown bag. She likes style, I'm stylish, yo. My style's on point, ask my stylist, bro. And if I slip, that's what my style is for. Double check my style, it's a milestone. Your clothes are mess and mine's like, whoa, whoa. I spell fresh down to the toe. I smell fresh YSL cologne. You still dress very childish, so you can never shop where I go. I'm in a boutique near Morocco. Duplicating me, it's impossible. This is God's work, all God's so. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings. I got two crosses on two chains, and I'm strapping up my boots, no shoestrings. No shoestrings.
Yeah, y'all. New rap from Artist 400, baby. Talking about no shoestrings. And you can check out The World of 400 at www.theworldof400.com. I like that song. That's a hot song. Make sure when you go to his website that you follow him on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook, baby, and also follow him on YouTube and on iTunes right now. He has this song called So Conceited and No Stage Fright, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, we're going to play for you Miss Mary J. Blige talking about roses, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
See, today I'm having one of them days where I just don't want to be bothered. But it seemed like you can't understand that. because it's your way or no way. But check this out, it's my way today. And I'm really, really sick and tired of you stepping into my little box when I just don't want to be bothered, okay? So check this out. I've had my way, and I've had my share of ups and downs. I've been in trouble, and I couldn't tell my ups from downs. I've been your baby, and I don't know why it don't seem like that no more. Welcome to this new definition of love. It ain't all roses. Hey, flowers and posing. Hey, silly, it ain't all candy. Hey, this love stuff is demanding. Push all my buttons, cause you missed a right and I'm Mrs. Wrong. But right now, today, I feel like I'm the one gonna sing this song. I'ma be Mrs. Right today. It's my way or the highway, but with you, there's just no getting around that. I got to be bumping heads with you. What's up with that? Listen, see,
I love my man, and I know my place, I know my worth. I just can't stand to see myself as I hurt. It's been a long time, and I think that I can get a little more love from you. I know some of y'all go through it too, cause it ain't all roses. Hey, flowers and posing. Hey, said it ain't all candy. Hey, this love stuff is demanding.
Mary J. Blige talking about it ain't no roses, baby, that's for sure. And this is the coming to the end of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed through of soul music. And remember, you can follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed through of soul music. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you tune in and check out the archives at www.prn.fm, the Progressive Radio Network. I am also on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, and you can catch me on Live 365. Just look up A Bowl of Soul, and you can also now check me out on aircheck.us, baby. And I just want to end A Bowl of Soul by saying to you that, you know, we have to try to save the future one tie at a time. And nearly, you know, the life of a child is a precious gift for every family. And, you know, but for hundreds of families every year, that gift of life comes with heartbreak, with a doctor's diagnosis of cancer. Nearly 39,000 families each year rely on the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta to treat cancer. You can partner with Black Ties for Cancer, and you can partner with them on Saturdays, April 27, 2013, when they will be kicking off a national campaign to raise $50,000 for the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. It will be at the Cobb Galleria Center 2, Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. This will be on Saturday, April 27, 2013, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tickets will be $50, and they're celebrating families with children stricken with cancer. If you want to know more information about that, go to www.blackticesforcancer.org, and this is in conjunction with Winning the Battles Within Your Mind, Miss Aretha Cleveland, who is the CEO of Winning the Battles in Your Mind. And this is it, baby, coming to the end of A Bowl of Soul. Hope you enjoyed the show. And make sure you take care of yourself this weekend. Make sure you hit up those archives. Put the music on your iPad or your MP3 player. Play it on your computer. Play it in your car. Whatever you decide to do. Thank you once again for joining me on A Bowl of Soul. We are our brother's keeper, baby. And remember, it's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.